House Bill 1300, an act to create an Office of Agricultural Policy.
House Bill 1300 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Madam President. House Bill 1300 is a bill that was started out as a water bill over in the House and then was hog-housed. It has come through the process there from committee, through the floor, and through the Senate committee, the Senate Ag Committee. Basically, it's a bill that now contains the language to create the Office of Ag Policy in the State Department of Agriculture. If you can recall, Governor Janklow announced in his State of the State address on January 11th that he would ask the legislature to create and fund such an office. I have long felt that the Department of Agriculture needs to be more active in policy, needs to be more active in its defense of agriculture in the state, needs to be more active in the promotion of agriculture. What this office really will be doing is we'll be talking about ag policy that is set at the federal level. It will be talking about policy between state agencies as they affect agriculture, as they affect Department of Environment, as they affect Department of Game, Fish and Parks, conservation, and all the rest. It will look at regulations and programs that we need to review, that we need to point out where the differences are, and that we need to address on an ongoing basis of what the needs of agriculture and these other agencies are in South Dakota as they are impacted by federal law, by federal regulation. They have a long list in this bill of what they will address, and it is not limited to that list. We'll be looking at federal legislative issues. We'll be looking at the Department of Ag programs and policies, international trade, wetlands areas, forestry and timber cutting, endangered species, railroads, landowners' rights, animal depredation areas, weed and pest control, wilderness designation and development, food quality, quantity and protection, environmental management, and wild land fire policy. And this is just a partial list. They will be able to address all issues. There will be a number of new issues coming as time goes on. We all know that there's going to be discussion this summer at the federal level on new ag policy and ag issues. We need to be able to address that as that happens and be proactive in this state on those policies. This will allow the Department of Agriculture to move from largely a regulatory agency into a position where it can contribute more substantially to the development and advocacy of agricultural positions for the state of South Dakota. We need to do this. The office will contain four FTEs, a director, two research analysts, and an administrative assistant. The general bill has got $271,000 in that to carry on the function of this particular group, and the budget amendments have been added to that budget. We ask you to support this. It's an important step in South Dakota agriculture to become proactive for that agricultural sector of this state. Please approve this House Bill 1300, and let's get at it. We need to do it for the state of South Dakota.
Madam President.
Senator Staggers.
Well, I'll have to admit I'm kind of surprised that we have a bill like this before the Senate, because I automatically assumed that that's what the Department of Agriculture was doing, you know, trying to develop policy that's mentioned here in this bill. And I think they should be doing that, but I think they should be doing it without adding to the bureaucracy here. So consequently, I would urge you to pay close attention here to how much this is all going to cost. It's been mentioned that it's going to cost $271,000 to add to the bureaucracy here. It's going to include a director who's going to receive over $60,000, two analysts who receive over $40,000, and then a secretary. I just simply don't think that we should be spending this $271,000 on adding to the bureaucracy. The Department of Agriculture should be doing this already. They should be using the resources they have. So I would urge you to reject House Bill 1300.
Further remarks.
Madam President.
Senator Klocek.
Thank you, Madam President. Honorable members of the body. Well, I think the bottom line is we have to look who represents the little man. Is it our Department of Ag? What department is representing the little man? If we're serious about this, let's merge the Game, Fish and Parks, DNR, and Department of Ag. and maybe even the governor's office and save the state a lot of money. Let's micromanage government even more. This is a great idea, and I commend Senator Simmons and all his efforts, but let's not set up another czar of ag policy. I know the Department of Dairy does a great job up there in the ag department and many of the people in the staff, but, you know, we've got trouble getting information out of our ag department now, many legislators. And, you know, maybe at another time in another administration and another governor, we could have something like this. But at this time, I think we need to get back to the basics. We need national ag policy from the grassroots, from the little man. And I just don't think the little man and the little woman are going to be represented by this department. And thank you, Madam President. I'm members of the body.
Madam President.
Further remarks.
Madam President.
Senator Duxbury.
I would hope that you could support this. Certainly, this is an area where the department has not had the staff to address these issues. It would put some people back there. Certainly, the salaries that Senator Staggers talked about would be required to hire somebody that is qualified and to fill these positions. I know the department has lost some key personnel in the last few years because we have not given that department enough support, and so I would just ask for your support for this bill, which is something that is definitely needed in the agriculture department.
Thank you. Other remarks? Other remarks? Senator Simmons.
Just a little history here, and I've served in this body for 12 years. I've served on the Appropriations Committee for a number of years. I have seen a number of processes go through on the Department of Ag which virtually have been to limit the ability of the Department of Ag to work for agriculture. We have, in some years, penny-anted that department to death. This is the first bold move that I've seen to make this a better Department of Agriculture for agriculture in South Dakota, for all of our ag base, for all of our support industries for the agricultural areas of South Dakota. We need to do this. We need to get on with it and make it work. Please don't limit us in our abilities to effectually make things better for agriculture in South Dakota and for game fishing parks and for the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, conservation issues, and all the rest. We can do a better job working together than we can do it working separately. That's what the office is all about. Please vote for the bill.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1300. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers. Benson. Bogue. Brose. Brown. Dugard. Dennard. Drake. Dunn Jim. Dunn Rebecca. I'm sorry, Dunn Rebecca. Duxbury. Everest. Flowers. Frederick. Hangey. Halverson. Ham. Huttmacher. Cleven. Klocek. Lang. Lawler. Madden. Moore. Munson. Molson. Paisley. Reedy. Rounds. Schoner. Staggers. Simmons. Belandra. Vitter. Whiting. Senator Vitter. Senator Vitter. Madam President, ayes 30, nays 3, excused 2.
House Bill 1300 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on its title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.